Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with my partner, Mr. Stone Payton. How you doing today, Stone?
I am doing well. Good morning, sir. Hey, you getting excited about Saturday?
Yeah, the Decatur Book Festival, the largest independent book festival in the world, you said?
Who knew that was such a big deal? You know, Dr. Tim, who does Right Here, Right Now for us on Tuesday mornings, he's the one that got us hooked up with that deal, and we're going to go out there and do the remote broadcast, but I don't know. I guess in my mind, it was just like this little small town thing to do on a Saturday. And I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll go out. We'll have fun. This thing is huge. Every author in the world knows about this thing.
I know. And also our PR person, Dana Barrett, will be out there doing some interviews as well.
Is that what she's doing? I didn't know if she was going to be on stage, like reading out loud or what her deal
was. Yeah, I don't know. But she said she'd been reading books for the last 2 weeks straight. You know?
She's really been prepared.
Yeah, to interview the authors.
Yeah. So great show this morning. We got a couple of folks in the studio I've been looking forward to talking to for some time. First up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you from Ace Loans, Miss Lisa Robinson. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Good morning. Good morning. And so, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. So where'd you come up with? Are you like a poker player? Where'd you come up with Ace Loans? Where'd that come from?
ACE stands for Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs. And when we initially started back in 99, our name was Appalachian Community Enterprises. But what we found over our long existence is that, and expanding into Metro Atlanta, that we need a broader name. And so we changed it, but kept the ACE, but now it stands for Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs.
Now, do you find entrepreneurs need access to capital?
Definitely, especially in the last 3 years.
We know a couple that could probably use a little access to.
Now, how do you work with your clients? How does that work?
Well, let me just give you a little background about who we are. We are a financial institution, but we're a non-depository institution. So we don't compete with banks. A lot of the banks send us referrals for deals that they cannot do. We are certified community development financial institution. So we primarily get our money from CDFI, U.S. Treasury Department, and the Small Business Administration. We are a nonprofit, if I haven't stressed that enough. And so, and the reason why we're structured as a nonprofit is when you're dealing with loans of average size of $20,000, it takes a lot of work. And we don't make a lot of money on these loans, but we do it for the mission. Our mission is to serve small businesses in disadvantaged communities and also in rural markets.
So your typical loan's around 20 grand?
Is that that's the average size, but we do go up to between 500 and 50,000. And I also encourage all your listeners to visit our website and join our mailing list, because we do have in the works, it hasn't been finalized, but we will be making loans shortly up to $1 million.
That's what I want to file for one of those. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go after, if you're going to go through all that work.
Right. It's the same paperwork, right?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Might as well go for the big, like, oh, no, I'm sorry, you can only have $500,000. Well, okay.
Yeah. The issue was funding. We had to get creative, and so we're working with the state and U.S. Treasury that will allow us to make larger loans. So stay tuned.
Now, how does it work from, like, say I'm a business owner and I need some capital? What do I need to get a loan from you? Do I have to have all the collateral? You know how they always say that you give me money when I don't need money, but when I need money, you don't want to give me money?
So that's still
still the case?
That's still our motto, you know, ask for the money when you don't really need it. But anyways, you know, we are like a bank, but not as our criteria is not as stringent, the underwriting. We look at credit scores. That's the first thing.
So you got to personally put your name on the line here?
These are loans that are personally guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Every one of them? That's how to work with you guys? You have to personally guarantee the loan?
Personally guarantee the loan. So any principal, anyone that owns 20% or more in the business would be on the application and loan, and they would personally guarantee it. So we run the credit report to pre-qualify them. And then once we get past that stage, we look at the cash flow capacity of the individual and the business. And then lastly, we look at collateral. I think where we differ from the banks is that our credit scores, we will look at credit scores from 550 to the maximum.
Really?
Whereas right now, a bank is looking for a 680 or higher before they'll even consider the deal. And in terms of collateral, we've taken, you know, we've taken some risky positions on collateral.
Like comic book collection?
Yeah. if it's appraised, we will look at jewelry, artwork, vehicles. Hopefully the vehicle is not a 1988 vehicle, but we will look at vehicles, personal and business. We also look at business equipment and any personal assets, and we'll try to attach a value to that because we are seeking 100% collateral coverage ratio.
Now, what kind of interest rate can most small businesses expect to pay these days for a loan?
With our institution, the average rate is between 8% and 8.75%.
Is that competitive with banks?
Well, banks typically are prime plus four, so I would say it's average. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's around the same, but we're taking a little more risk.
Risk in the, right. Mm-hmm.
And so are these folks finding you? Are they knocking your door down? Are you out shaking the bushes? I guess the impression for us lay people, I think I can speak for most of us lay people, is that credit's very tight right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I would think maybe small business people are clamoring to come see you. Is that the case?
Well, it's all about awareness, and that's why we're so happy that we were invited to this show.
Oh, it won't be an issue after today.
Yeah, yeah. I hope not. I hope not. And some of our best referrals come from, not, as I mentioned earlier, banks. We work with a lot of the small business development centers around the state. SBA sends us several referrals a year. And so we just get out to expos, conferences, and just try to get the word out because a lot of people, we're in a field called micro lending, and a lot of people don't know who the micro lenders are. And so, yes, increasing awareness.
Now, how do you work with the SBDC?
Well, a lot of times, either if we have a client that we feel needs help with their financial projections, their business plan is not as comprehensive as it should be, we will refer them over to the SBDC and vice versa. The SBDC, when they have a client that's strong and needs some capital, they'll send that client over to us.
Now, if you were going to coach me through the process, what would be, like, what do you need from your end, and what is the mistake that I'm typically making?
She would stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't get through the door.
This is just hypothetical for entertainment value.
Right, right. So we have an online application process.
Oh, okay.
So
that's great.
Very simple. And it's not as, I would say...
And how long does that take me to fill out? Like a week?
No.
Because, you know, these...
No, I would say I would say 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
And you're going to send me $1 million.
Exactly, right,
minutes.
Right.
They're the Geico small
right.
business loan.
No. Okay, so you go online at aceloans.org, and then we have another website, and I'll tell you that at the end. But you go to that website, and we have an online application that you complete. We're just trying to gather some preliminary information about you, the business, and also get that Social Security number to pull the credit report.
Pull the credit report.
Exactly.
Right.
And then after that, our loan officers are in touch with you within 72 hours to talk about next steps. And we send out a list of documents that we need, such as bank statements, both personal and business, your interim financials, your tax returns for the last 2 years, what do you want to use the loan proceeds for? In some cases, if it's a startup, a business plan, financial projections. After we receive all those documents back, it takes about 2 weeks before we give you a final approval and close the loan.
You're talking to small business people all the time. What's it like out there? Are things loosening up a little bit? Are people starting to make some money and having fun? Or is everybody still hunkered down? What's your best gauge of the environment out there?
The type of client that we see, it is still tight. Now, we hear in the marketplace that it is loosening up, that it's thawing out, but we're not seeing it yet locally if you have certain challenges or certain blemishes. You know, our typical client is...
They have blemishes.
Yeah.
Your client.
Right, right. or they're working with their bank and their bank is saying, hey, you only need $50,000. You know, why don't you work with one of our partners?
Right.
Our sweet spot, you know, this is the bank talking. Our sweet spot is mainly 250 or higher.
Right.
We're going to need some solid collateral. And do you have any equity in your... do you have any real estate or any equity left? A lot of times the answer is no. So they work with us.
Now, when you're there every day, I would think you are kind of, you're the leading edge of this. So when, if you're still seeing it tight, it's probably pretty tight because the banks then aren't lending if you're not.
Well, we work with a lot of partners that are doing a lot of, you know, when SBA reduce their fees on a lot of their programs, their 7A, their 504,
right.
They saw a lot of uptick in their lending in that area. And so a lot of our partners are doing a lot of SBA 504 loans, real estate-based loans, and a lot of commercial loans, a lot of the 7As. But it is still
but
relatively...
these micro businesses still aren't
yes,
there yet, right?
Not yet. And we have capital to lend. It's
so that must be frustrating for you.
Yeah,
you guys are sitting on a big pile of cash and you can't hand it out
and
to make the interest.
And it's very challenging. And so that's one of our that's part of our mission is to work with borrowers. We may not be able to work with them or provide funding in the first 3 months, but continuing to work with them 6 months later or whenever they'll be prepared.
So what are some things that, well, like people like Lee and I mm-hmm. could do? We're trying to grow our business. Mm-hmm. We don't need money tomorrow, but when we do want it and need it, we'd like to not have to jump through a bunch of hoops. Are there some things we could be doing over the next 6 or 8 months to position ourselves so that when it is that time to have that conversation with you, it's easy peasy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I say, you know, do your research and also contact us because we'll tell you what we're looking for. And any banker that you work with, you know, approach your local banker and find out what their criteria is. But it's basically those five C's of credit, you know, the cash flow, the capacity, collateral, character, and market conditions. And so
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Which one did you miss, Kirk?
I'm not telling you.
Right. So
no, that's great. I wish you would repeat those for our listeners. I think that's great. The five C's?
The five C's of credit, making sure that every prospective borrower understands those five C's. And SBA at SBA.gov is a great resource for clients, and it summarizes what those five C's are. And you can also, again, visit our website, call me. Call your the Small Business Development Center. There are plenty of resources out there that will discuss with you what banks are looking for, what financial institutions. And so I would use that period to beef up your business plan, get those financial projections together. You know, we have a lot of clients that are existing business owners, but if I ask them for interim financials, they don't have it. Get that together. Get with your CPA and your bookkeeper or what have you and get those documents together.
Now, do you do lines of credit?
Unfortunately not. All of our loans are term loans.
Did you write that down? Interim financials.
That's right. Yes.
We need interim financials. Well, before we let you go, okay. Let's make sure that our listeners do know how to get in touch with you, learn more about these five C's and get some direction and maybe set up a substantive conversation with you to really set things up properly so when they do need the money, they can go get the capital they need.
Very good.
So what's the website and phone number?
You said there were two websites.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's aceloans.org. And then 2 years ago, I believe it's 2 years, 2009, we started an innovative financing product or a program around sustainable lending. And so that's geared to those companies that are in the sustainable space. They provide either an eco-friendly product or service. And so that program is called Georgia Green Loans, and Georgia is spelled out greenloans.org. So even if you have listeners that are in that space, that is a great
so
option.
There's a different criteria for them?
Well,
or the five C's still apply?
The five C's still apply. However, the interest rate is lower and the application
really?
Fee is waived. Yes.
Why? Is that some government program to
no,
encourage green?
Well, it's our program to encourage green, but the funding sources are still the same.
Well, that's good to know because there were no animals harmed or trees sacrificed for this broadcast.
Exactly.
So we can get a green loan.
Right. I believe so. I think we're getting the inside scoop on this stuff, man. Well, Lisa Robinson with Ace Loans, thanks so much for joining us, and maybe you come back and visit with us again sometime.
Would love to.
Can you hang out with us for a little bit while we visit with our next guest?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Well, next up on Atlanta Business Radio is Danny Rinaldi with Harmonix. Welcome to the show, man.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah. So
that's a great harmonic voice you have.
Yes, I like that.
Oh, okay.
So what is Harmonix?
Well, it's a sleep aid. It's all natural, and it's formulated by myself and a couple others at the organization. And what it does is it's actually been proven to make you sleep through a series of clinical trials.
Wow, just like Lifetime Channel. that's my current sleep aid.
That's your all-natural sleep aid.
Right?
So how does it work?
Well, what it does, it makes you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed the next day.
Is it like Thanksgiving meal? Is that what it's in there? Thanksgiving meal in a bottle?
Actually, L-tryptophan is in there. It's one of the ingredients. Another one is GABA, and another one is 5-HTP, which converts into serotonin to give you a really nice mood before you relax
so you
and fall asleep.
You take this every night?
I actually do. You know, I try to sample the product as much as I could.
Did you invent it? You came up with this formula? You're a chemist?
I am not a chemist. I have been battling sleep issues for a long time. I went on a trip to China and I got addicted to Ambien.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know about Ambien.
You don't need a prescription in China.
Oh, really?
And you can bring a lot back with you, too. And so after I battled some sleep issues, I just made up my mind that I was not going to be plagued by that issue any longer. So I set off on a 2-year campaign to find all the natural ingredients I could. And I just started taking different formulations until I got it just right. In fact, there were so many attempts. There were 38 before we landed on the name Sleep Formula 39.
Oh, that's what the 39 is? The 38 previous attempts?
Yes.
That's funny. That's a genuine brand name, then.
That's a good one.
Well, I want to talk about the sales and marketing side of this thing, because I'm absolutely fascinated. Even if this is just absolutely the best thing since canned beer, I can't imagine trying to go to market with something like this that it just seems to me to be so crowded with all these natural and unnatural and sexy pills that'll do anything for you.
Yeah. In fact, our positioning in the marketplace took a while to determine where exactly we wanted to set it on the retail shelves. But everything behind the pharmacy counter is a prescription medication that builds dependency, has tolerance. And if you take it longer than you should, it ends up giving you withdrawal symptoms. The other alternatives that people often use are the over-the-counter remedies that are made from antihistamines or a drug called diphenhydramine. That suppresses histamine, which is used to wake you up in the morning. So since you're not able to wake up fully, you get what's called the next day hangover effect or morning grogginess.
Now, is that what's in the purple stuff, the Dimetapp? Because that was my drug of choice when we took kids down,
exactly.
Drove down to Pensacola. Everybody got a shot of Dimetapp, one Disney movie, 2 tablespoons of Dimetapp. We were golden.
That's it. You know, that's a side effect of the allergen medications.
So how do you sell this stuff, though? I just can't imagine it. I mean, you walk into these places and say, I got the best thing. Walk me through the whole sales and marketing process.
All right. Well, I actually have a network of 18 sales reps that I've used for the last 6 years in the consumer products business. They have fantastic relationships with all the major big box retailers in the country. And they end up, when the time is right, take us into the meet with the buyer, and we present our product. We've done our homework, obviously, and we've got the positioning just right, the name just right, the formulation just right, and plus we had a clinical trial done. So it's they've given us an opportunity to...
Well, I mean, after 38 tries, I mean, it's about time, right?
That's actually why... The day the product was developed was a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and I got in my car and I drove up north where all the retailers are located. I made 3 sales calls, one to GNC, one to Rite Aid, and one to CVS. And they all liked so much what we were doing that they decided to launch with us in Atlanta next week.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys pair with those 5-hour energy drinks? You should be side by side. Yeah,
you know, that's another reason why it took a while to develop is we tried to figure out the delivery system for the product. Did we want to make it a pill? Did we want to make it a 8-ounce beverage that you can enjoy before you go to sleep? Or did you want to sort of follow the format of 5-Hour Energy, who in the last 4 years went from $0 to $700 million or in every distribution channel in the country and are in a little 2-ounce bottle that people can just knock back before they go to bed? And so we decided on that delivery system.
Now, how come you do it as a 2-pack?
One of the retailers asked us to put it in a 2-pack because the pricing of it, $5.49, is below all the other products that are priced on this shelf.
Oh, okay. So you're getting 2 for what their 1 is?
You're getting 2 at $5.49 in the trial size compared to $8.99, $14.99 for other products right next door on the shelf.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So the big launch is now. It's like coming up. Timing is perfect, right? I mean, we're just
I thought you guys were on your game, and that's why you invited me here.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, it leads into my next question, because I know you have professional public relations support and Golan Harris and Mark Dvorak and that crowd. And I'm interested to hear from you. What compelled you to make the investment in doing that? How's it working out? And I'd love to get a little insight into how that relationship unfolds day to day.
Well, that's a
great. Do you need me to ask Mark to leave?
Yeah, cover your ears, Mark.
We actually spent about 3 or 4 months determining how we were going to bring the product to market.
What were some of the other choices you were thinking about?
I was just going to tell you that, you know, TV seems to be the first one for everybody,
right.
Cable TV, and we looked at that, explored it. But the new thing right now is social media,
right.
And trying to get a real grasp around that, because 90% of the people make purchases based on recommendations of friends in life and on the social network. So we chose a company here in town called Vitru. They make a social media software platform that is state-of-the-art, number one package in the country. And we chose them because we wanted to work with some very progressive PR firm that specialized in social media. So Golan Harris seemed to have the experience in social media, being ahead of the curve, along with Vitru. So we only selected Golan Harris, and we only selected Vitru if they came together in a meeting and decided to play with one another in the same sandbox. So they recognized the benefits of working with each other, and so then we hired both of them at the same time.
Oh, so then together they're creating some integrated marketing for you.
Exactly. It's experiential. We have an event coming up at the Lenox Square Mall in September that's tied into local radio endorsements and radio campaigns, along with taking photographs from consumers who come to our event at the mall. And if they post the photograph on our website, and on Facebook, we will make a donation to local charities to buy them beds, blankets, and pillows so the homeless folks can sleep as well. And so when they do that, we make this donation, and it gets them to come to our Facebook. And our goal is to really have 10,000 fans in the next 2 months.
Go from
the 28 that we're at right now to the 10,000 in the next 2 months.
Now, are there trade shows for this kind of thing? Like, I know there's food shows. Are there trade shows for people that invent cool stuff like this?
And there are, and we purposely are not going to them this year because we want to ambush everybody and be positioned in the retailers before we go to the show and say, where did these guys come from?
So now you're going out there. You have the social media thing happening. You got the local radio going on. So is it you're testing it here in Atlanta, or
yep.
are you in other markets as well?
We're actually launching in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We've been approved by the three retailers. You can find our product in every CVS store here in Atlanta, as well as select GNC stores and select Rite Aid stores. We're also available on GNC.com for all those people that would prefer to make their purchases
online.
Can you
buy it from your website directly, or is it only through the retailers?
No, we're sending all traffic to the retailers to support our retailers during this event.
So then the social media is to drive traffic to their stores?
Exactly. Yeah. And we also hired, along with social media, street teams, people going in front of the stores, passing out samples in front of CVS, Rite Aid, and GNC so that they can get a trial underneath their belt.
Now, who is the typical customer of this? Is it anybody that has trouble sleeping, or is it? Are you going after college kids or business people?
No, we think that the predominant consumer is a female, 25 to 54 years old, because she's not only a sufferer, but she tends to buy all of the health types of products for her family. But if you're looking, if you look at the five-hour energy model, and you look at who's purchasing there, we call them sophisticated jugglers, people that are trying to work two jobs, get the most out of every day.
Right.
And they need energy in the morning and sleep at night.
So that target is similar to yours?
It is, but we feel that if you have a good night's sleep, then
you don't need that, right?
The next morning, right.
But you've done so much right, obviously, and you're off to a terrific start, and we're very excited for you. But surely you made some mistakes along the way. What are some mistakes that you could share with us that might save some of our listeners?
The 38, the Harmonix 37, 36, 35.
Well, on that side or the sales and marketing side, either one.
You know, I'll be honest with you. As a startup company, and we're getting into different, forging new ground every day in areas that we just don't know. So we probably do make a mistake every day in some way, shape, or form. We started off with different bottlers, interviewing different bottlers who actually packed the product for us, and we had to make change before we actually engaged in the product. Normal daily stuff.
Do you have to get approval, like FDA approval or anything?
Nope. The FDA regulates prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs.
So this isn't regulated by any...
It's a dietary supplement. We actually just have taken ingredients that have been sold on retail shelves for years.
Separately, and you've combined them into this unique product.
And then, more importantly, what we did is we did a clinical trial to determine, you know, exactly how the product worked and that, in fact, it was efficacious.
Now, what did the clinical trial reveal?
Great question. We did a 14-day trial, 7 days for the first 7 nights.
Is it like on you, or is this like a real trial?
No, it was with the hot chick on the front of the box. Don't you see her?
No,
was it your family?
No, it was done with hundreds of people with an American Academy of Sleep Science certified sleep lab.
So your company invested in this funding?
We did.
This research?
Yes, we did.
So that was a risk on your part. You didn't know if it was going to work.
And we didn't get any of our orders or any of our investment capital coming in until the trial proved that it in fact did work.
Right.
And the way it works is that 77% of all the people that took our product slept longer. And 71% of the people had better sleep efficiency, meaning the time they laid down to the time they got up, they were sleeping a lot more than they had been before.
Now, did you watch them sleep before and time them, and then
yes.
you give them this, and then you watch them again? Is
we we did the whole thing, except that we didn't have a camera. We had what was called a industry standard sleep diary. For 7 days, we actually tracked their sleep, what time they went to bed, when they got up in the middle of the night, how long it took them to go back to sleep, what time they got up in the morning.
And it was self-reported, or was it in a sleep lab?
It was self-reported. Mm-hmm. Too many people to do a sleep lab. There's not as many sleep labs in Atlanta as you would think. So for the first 7 days, we got a baseline from them.
Sure.
And then the next 7 days, they filled out the exact same sleep diary, except they took one bottle of sleep formula 39, and then we tracked the difference, and then that delta was showed how they improved.
And it was dramatic.
Dramatic.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Now, did you have any well-meaning friends, family, coworkers that they want the best for you, but inadvertently they kind of squash your dreams and try to keep this from happening? I know that happens to some entrepreneurs.
Actually, you know, that's a great question. It was just the opposite. My family was and my friends were very, very supportive, both locally and my family in other parts of the country. However, the friends and family money didn't start rolling in until after the sleep study was concluded and shown to be effective.
Oh, that's great. So what advice, if any, would you have for some of our entrepreneurial-minded listeners, and much of our listener base are entrepreneurs, with respect to any new effort, any pearls of wisdom you might share with them?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it wisdom. All it is, it's a series of trial and error. You just try something, it doesn't work. You talked about my errors before, and I tried it, it didn't work. I tried it, it didn't work. I tried it, it didn't work. We did hundreds of store audits. We talked with 100 different buyers from different chains and store managers in order to find a white space in the market. And we kept trying until we finally sort of landed on sleep, because it was a very clear message, single-minded. You know what energy is. You know what sleep is. So it wasn't confusing in any way. And once we landed on that, it seemed like things got a lot easier for us.
That's an interesting lesson. Watch something that's really successful out there, like the 5-hour energy,
and then
play the other side of the coin. Now, that mean really, that could be an actual strategy. There's a book in that, I think.
L. Rise. I read the book. he's a local Atlanta marketing guru, and he says you want one word in the minds of people. Your mind is so cluttered today that if you can just have one word stick in their mind, you would have a hit on your hand. So we tried all these other things, right, that didn't work, until we landed on sleep, and we said, you know what? Everybody knows sleep. Everybody knows energy, and look what happened to those guys. And so that's why we landed on sleep.
So what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of this product and learn more?
The Facebook page. We've got to get more than 28, right?
Yeah, we got to get some.
Get them at least to 30 by the end of the day.
Yeah, you can go to harmonicssleep.com. It's harmonicsleep.com. And we have a Twitter tab there as well as a Facebook tab. But if you're interested in having a better night's sleep tonight, starting tonight, You could go to all of the CVS stores here in Atlanta. They have the product in a two-pack for $5.49. And then starting September 6th, you can go to select GNC stores as well as select Rite Aid stores. You can find which ones are have our product on our website. And if you choose to purchase online, you can go to GNC.com.
Good stuff. Well, that wraps up another edition of Atlanta Business Radio. We thank everybody for listening, and we will see you all next week.